Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today on the Your Hometown Tour, we take a ride northwest to a village named Roselle. Hang out with us as we explore Roselle and show you why it should be your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
You listen to WGN Radio in Chicago and you learn all about Chicagoland. Roselle's a suburb and is a village located in both DuPage County and Cook County, incorporated in 1922, began to be settled in the 1830s. As settlers moved in next to the Potawatomi people, Silas Meacham and his brothers settled the area known as Bloomingdale Township. The government has been offering, or had been offering, land in the area for around $1.25 an acre. It's more expensive now. In fact, let's talk a little bit about the history of this place. Hello. With Glenn Spachman, who is the president of the Roselle History Museum. Hi, Glenn. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, John.
So tell me a little bit about your town.
It's a nice town to live, of course. We've got about 23,000 people. And you were giving a little history there. Roselle was originally part of Bloomingdale. Back in the 1880s.
Yeah, right.
And then the people on the north end of town wanted water and sewer. The people on south end did not. And so they dissolved town. In 1922, the Roselle part reincorporated in 1922, and the balance of Bloomingdale reincorporated in 1923.
I see. I presume it's because they didn't want to pay for it, because generally I'm pro sewer and water.
They're good things to have, yes. The people on the south side did not want to pay for it.
Yeah, right. You have some old houses that you've actually kept up so that people can see what it was like back in the day, right?
Right. Our museum has three buildings on its campus. One is a house from about 1872, that was built for the first station master of the railroad. And then we have a second house that was built about 1900, and that was moved to the property. It's called the Richter House. I'll give you a little bit more on that in a moment. That house we have set up to look like the common man's working house from the 1920s. When the house was moved, the village needed Mrs. Richter's property to build a new village hall. Mrs. Richter was 102. The village bought the property, moved her house to the museum campus. Then she got to live in that house for another 3 years when she passed away at 105.
Wow. Wow. Hello, Sister Jean. So I can see then what an ordinary person's home was like then. You said
yes.
A common man's house. Yeah, yeah.
It was interesting. When she passed away, her remaining family, they were not interested in most of the contents of the house. So we, the museum, received the contents and have been able to use a lot of those items to display the house.
Now, you said there was another house. What was that like, or what's that all about?
Oh, we have a third building. We call it the Coach House. We use it for our office and for our storage. And it was another building. It was on Irving Park Road. I think it was built in about 1870. And at one time it was a coach house. And it eventually became a retail building. And then the bank remodeled it into offices. And we're still benefiting from those offices that were built.
So if folks want to visit your town or learn a little bit more about it, what are they supposed to do, Glenn? How do we take a tour? Do you have it open all the time, or do you got to get a ticket? What do you do?
Oh, well, our Our tours are free. We're a small organization. We're officially open every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. But if other people want a tour or want to see the museum, we can arrange that by appointment.
Got it. RoselleHistory.org is the website. RoselleHistory.org. Our guest, Glenn Spachman, is the president of the Roselle History Museum. We'll send folks to the website, and we'll send folks to Roselle all day long today. Glenn, it's good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for having us on, John.
You bet. You have a good day in Roselle. It's your hometown today.